You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in fantasy football news. Only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back to Season 3 of Fracturing Football. I'm Luke Donovan. Alongside me is Spencer Fleischer. And today our guests are Charlie Maurer and Jace Deary. With the NFL season 16 days away, we'll be breaking down each position and discuss when to draft stars and when you can find steals to lead your team to a championship run. Today, we will be starting with quarterbacks. Deary, what is your What are your thoughts on quarterbacks?
I think, especially, you know, me being a Colts fan, I think there's a lot of doubt out there about Andrew Luck just because, you know, with the injury he sustained and how if he's going to be questionable for week one and how, like, you know, is this injury something more significant that the Colts are hiding because that's what they've done in the past? But I think Andrew Luck this year, being in a very non-biased, I think he's going to be one of the top quarterbacks this league after the year in the league this year, after what the year he had last year. And I also think just like looking at the quarterback class this year, I think one that like people are going to be like really sleeping on, I think Dak Prescott's going to have a comeback year. I think after having like kind of like an off year this year, I think he's going to come back this year and really shine in the Cowboys offense.
I agree with Dak Prescott. I'm a huge fan of Dak Prescott this year. He's playing in a contract year, so this is a big year for him if he's looking to make anywhere between $35 million and upwards of that, because we know he already turned down a $30 million deal. He has Amari Cooper for the full year this year, and we'll see what happens with Zeke. I expect a big year out of Dak. So now we're going to transition over to a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz will be his first year playing without Nick Foles. What do you guys think of Carson Wentz? As according to Pro Football Focus, the Philadelphia Eagles have the best receiving corps in the NFL.
I don't know about the best receiving corps, but I'm very
talent. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of talent on that offensive on the offensive.
They're
side
a great offense. But I'm very excited to see Wentz in a full year because, you know, he's good. He has shown a ton of potential and, you know, has shown, you know, what he can do. But I think if you give him a full season, you know, and with a pretty, and with a solid offense, you know, I'm very excited to see what he does and like the shot that he can put in the playoffs.
I really like about Carson Wentz is the receivers he has. He's got Alshon Jeffrey, who's he's been with a few years now. He's got DeSean Jackson, who is a deep threat, and he will go
That's
get you.
That's a big
you.
Deal. DeSean Jackson is a big deal.
And coming back to Philadelphia, I mean, you can tell that, I don't know if he loved being in Washington a lot, but, you know, Philly's his home. It's kind of like, you know, you see players all the time. They do better when they come back like to their, you know, to where they came from. I think DeSean Jackson's going to have a great year in the slot for the Eagles.
The one thing I don't like about Carson Wentz, though, and I think this is going to drag him down a lot, is I am not sure about their backfield between Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard, Darren Sproles. I think they don't have a sustained running game, and it'll be interesting to see if they can keep the run established throughout the year to open up the pass for Carson Wentz.
The one thing I want to say really, really quickly is that you look at an Eagles offense without Frank Reich last year, right? And it's not as good. It's not. I mean, you know, Colts offense is top five in the NFL at one point. Eagles offense, they had some injuries, but, you know, they were not the same team. And it's going to be interesting to see how they transition from kind of an off year last year to this year. You know, people are hyping up their wide receivers. DeSean Jackson, I think, is an awesome fit for the Eagles team and helps Alshon Jeffrey a lot too. But it's going to be interesting to see without a running game, or at least a sustainable running game, it's going to be really, really interesting to see how Coach Peterson does with that Philly offense.
And Alshon Jeffrey too, like I said in the past, he's very injury prone, and that can really determine like the season he really has. So if Alshon does get injured this year, I'm very excited to see how DeSean Jackson will step up. Although he might be on the little bit of the older side of things, you know, I think there's still something left in him to prove. And I'm very excited.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna start on the NFC. And you know, my number one seed this year, I think they're gonna take a big step forward. Hopefully, the kicking troubles come to an end. I'm going with the Bears. I think the Bears are going to have a solid 14-2.
Really?
What do you say 14-2?
You think Mitchell Trubisky?
I'm expecting a big year.
That is a lot to ask for. In the past couple of years, I don't think I've seen a team get
I think Allen Robinson is going to have a great year. I think he's going to be back up to where he was when he was on the Jaguars. And Anthony Miller, I think, is going to have a breakout year as well, along with David Montgomery. I think those pieces, along with the defense that we know and love as one of the best in the NFL, I think Mitchell Trubisky will take small steps forward, and I think they could go 14-2 this year.
Luke, can you do your AFC bracket now, please?
Yeah, now we're going to transition to the AFC. Up top, I know you guys all like this team very much. 14-2 with the easiest schedule in the NFL. Everybody's favorite, the New England Patriots.
It's a sad truth, but yeah, it's a sad truth.
Respect greatest, Trace.
Well, I'm not saying I respect greatest, but I just, you know, I just don't like the Patriots. It's a sad truth to know, but that's probably going to be correct.
Everybody hates them because they wish their team was as good as them.
Right.
And that's just like
that's
what
how
it
sports
is at
works.
The end of the day.
That's how sports works.
The Patriots are good, so people hate them.
Right.
I think with Sony Michel and James White, I think that they're going to transition to more of a running team. They're going to play slower paced. And I think Sony Michel is going to have a good year, and I think James White's going to keep helping the Patriots in the ways he's been helping them so far.
And they got Josh Gordon back, too.
Gordon back, and they have the two rookies from North Carolina State, Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry, who have both been catching some eyes in the preseason.
And expect Josh Gordon to get a lot of snaps because, you know, Belichick does really have a soft spot for Josh Gordon.
Gronk's gone now, so it'll be interesting to see who steps up as a big receiving target for Brady.
They did replace Gronk with Ben Watson. Have the four-game suspension, though. It'll be interesting
Watson
to see.
Watson does?
Yeah.
For what?
For performance-enhancing drugs because he didn't think he was going to play again, and then he did.
He came out of retirement.
Took a drug test. Did not work out well for him. We'll see what happens when he gets back. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, just as good as they were last year.
So we're going to move to my playoff predictions. Actually, before that, Luke, can we hear your Super Bowl?
All right, my Super Bowl. This is a hot take right here.
I'm kind of scared.
I think I know where this is going.
AFC side, got to have the classic New England Patriots getting there. Then on the NFC a little bit, a wild card team coming in here. I'm thinking the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers makes a playoff run, does what we know he can do best, but I think the Patriots are going to win.
I'm going to say my projection for the NFC side. I have the New Orleans Saints at number one at 14-2.
Very good.
I see that.
Even though the schedule's hard, I think the Saints are still the best team in the NFL. I have the Bears. The Bears are at 13-3 for me at the number two seed. My bold move at the AFC number one, Cleveland Browns at 14-2. The number two, obviously, you got to have New England Patriots up in there. New England Patriots will always have that bye no matter what, even if they're the one or the two. All right, so my Super Bowl prediction. I have the New Orleans Saints from the NFC side. Again, I think the Saints are the best team in the NFL. I think that they'll work their way to another Super Bowl, to a chance at another Super Bowl. And then in my AFC side, I have the Los Angeles Chargers. Wow. My Super Bowl winner is the New Orleans Saints. Jason, David,
yes.
Can I get your Super Bowl predictions? Either one can go first. Doesn't really matter.
I'll go first.
Take it away, Jace.
All right. I think coming out of the NFC, I think I'm with you guys. I think the Saints are just too good of a football team, and I think, you know, the revenge they want. Also, shout out to the league for actually making a really good executive decision with this whole pass interference, be able to review that. It's probably the best thing they've done the past couple years. I think out of the AFC, I just also think that this is the Chiefs' year. I think Mahomes will, you know, be this immune to the Madden curse, and I think we'll just go off this year. And, you know, I think that'll be my Super Bowl.
I think both leagues are wide open. Obviously, I'm a homer for the Saints, so I'll pick them for the NFC. AFC, you can never go wrong with the Patriots. I'm going to go Saints-Patriots. Saints take the dub.
All right, that's all the time we have today. Thank you guys for tuning in on Fracturing Football. This was Season 3, Episode 1. Signing off. We'll be back in 2 weeks, just right before the Packers play the Bears on Thursday night. We'll be on next Tuesday right before that game.